Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 7th of October, and I'm recording at 10:16 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay. Now, again, the bulls are in charge here today, and I'll start in the Asia-Pacific region. Now, the markets there were all higher, although China mainland is still closed. Anybody there? 1.3 billion people plus. I'm only kidding. They've got this extended holiday period. I think they resume trading tomorrow, but I've been surprised so far by how long it's actually taken. But at any rate, the rest of China is doing reasonably well, very well. Let's take the Hong Kong indices. The Hang Seng Index today up 3.13%. The H shares out of China up 4.66%. Here today out of Hong Kong, sorry. That's the HSCEI index. Japan, pretty good day. The Nikkei 225 up 0.75%. Now, what else? Taiwan up 1.2%. And a number of good gains. Among the best looks like Singapore up 2.2%, but solid gains really right across the boards. And of course, a number of these so-called former little tigers in the Asia-Pacific region all strengthening in here. Just when people were saying, well, better give them a permanent miss. It's a good contrary indication, isn't it, when you get something like that. Now, moving on, looking at the European indices, well, there we did have a mixed picture. Switzerland still underperforming, and that's largely due to Glencore. The Italian MIB also down 0.75%, but gains. German DAX up 2/3, just over 0.2%, and light gains for the S&P, FTSE 100 and the Euro Stoxx 50 index. But light gains still impressive after, what, 7 days, consecutive days to the upside for many of these indices. Wall Street, interestingly, seesawed after early strong performances from Asia and Europe. Wall Street opened very strong, gave it all up, moved slightly to the minus column, and then rallied again in the last hour. And closing up over, let's see, nearly 0.75% on the Dow, slightly better on the S&P 500, and up 0.9, even better still on the NASDAQ Composite, up 0.9%. Again, that's very good after the earlier strength that that we've seen. Commodity Index, Canada, having underperformed so often, up 1.62%, because a lot of those commodities have done well in the last couple of weeks or week and a half. Mexico up 0.2%, and Brazil up nearly 2.5%. Now, just a point, a statistical story that Owen and I were talking about here earlier today, and that is that the third year of the U.S. presidential election cycle, which 2015 is, on average produces the best gains of the years when measured from the low that we see in 2015. Well, I'm pretty convinced that the low for Wall Street in 2015, certainly for most of the indices, was on the 24th of August. And therefore, Wall Street's got some running to do if it's going to confirm. Well, actually, Wall Street's been ranging for several years, hasn't it? But anyway, from the low, from the reaction low in the third year, usually very strong gains through the year end and carrying on into 2016. Could that occur? Well, I don't see why not. I think it might well occur because we've had the long-awaited 10% plus correction. We had a vicious shakeout on the 24th. That certainly cleared the air. Investors were nervous after that traumatic experience, probably caused by high-frequency trading, but I was away on holiday at the time, and so I'm not certain about that. But it had all the characteristics of it. But that then make that it been it was a now you see it, now you don't low, and because it bounced back quite quickly, but then came back down again over the next several weeks, because understandably the buyers were potential buyers were very reticent. And they really didn't start buying significantly until Tuesday of last week. And here we are again with these very good gains that have taken place subsequently. Okay, what about other markets then, and the U.S. bond yield, 10-year up to 2.068%. That's still very low, but that will certainly move higher if Wall Street moves higher, as I suspect, over the next 5 months or so. Now, the VIX index also moved a little lower at 18.40, although that's still a moderately high reading overall, telling us that there still are plenty of nervous people around. And elsewhere, the U.S. dollar, well, the dollar index a little bit firmer, but the big gains have been coming from the commodity commodity exporter currencies that were just absolutely hammered. And that was a momentum play, I'm sure, by big speculative investors. And the yields are much higher in those markets. So when the trends finally lose momentum, you get a very sharp reaction. And that's what we've been seeing in here overall. So that's helping those commodity-producing markets here overall. And I'll put it this way. At minimum, we're seeing what is a very good technical rally. At minimum, a very good technical rally. Will it carry on into the somewhat lengthy medium term? Well, that's possible. There aren't many bulls out there as far as those commodity markets are concerned. You'll be well aware of that. I treat that as another contrary indicator, and there are plenty of contrary indicators that we've seen and been discussing over the last week and a half or so. And they're behind this strong rally. Okay, now let's look at the currencies that we've seen. Well, I mentioned that the U.S. dollar index was it's a fraction higher, 95.597. Sterling a little firmer, 1.5315. The euro is a little softer, 1.1237. I would expect that the conservative government here in the UK will want to keep sterling from appreciating against the euro. They'll want to see it stay quite steady, the euro, given all the trade that takes place. Now, commodity producer. I said those currencies had firmed. Here's an example. Australian dollar up to 0.7202. And that could go a good deal further over the medium term. Strong Indian rupee, and but as I say, the best short term gains resulting from those from short covering profit taking in the commodity producer currencies. Okay. In commodity markets, in the commodity trades themselves, the CCI, which had run up quite quite sharply, and I think it's going to see a further medium-term recovery, but today it could not hold the early gains and gave those up. Same for crude oil, the Brent. For instance, got up to 53.15 here this morning, but settled back. It's down 16 cents on yesterday as I speak. It's at 51.76. But again, little consolidation, and this could go, could certainly go higher. And if the Saudis and OPEC come to their senses, maybe that's asking for too much. But any reduction in or any reorganization there and reduction in production would put a further, well, a higher floor underneath the oil price, push it a little bit higher. The WTI is, so it got up to 49.71, but is now at 48.13. That's down 40 cents on the day. Precious metals, which have been strong recently, they're mixed in here. Palladium, down nearly $10. That's come back to $6.97 and change. Silver is firmer, though, at $16.05. And platinum, also firmer, at $9.47. 0.30, still a huge discount to the gold bullion price, which is at $1,145 and change. So there we are on those precious metals. The industrial metals, which have been so oversold, they were firmer in here today. Well, they certainly were shortly after midday. I don't get them on my screen here until a day later, but I was seeing them on Bloomberg from the gym earlier today, and they were all all higher. I'd be surprised if that changed too much during the course of the day. Grains and beans, well, soybeans slightly firmer, corn and wheat a little lower, and let's see, coffee, which has been really quite strong. The Arabica coffees a little bit lower in here, and sugar, though sugar's firm. And that's pretty much it in this exciting activity overall, which, and the big point is, it has favored the bulls in stock markets. The recovery is underway. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.